We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'll tell you why that's spot on. There has to be long-term punishment, harsh punishment, and there hasn't been. And I can't tell you why. I had Mike White on earlier. You know, this stuff was so vulgar at this hockey rink directed at a young girl. She was crying, man. And so we come to find out that the best punishment we can determine so far is they said the kids can't watch hockey games anymore. Come on, man. What's the message it sends? We're cool. You're all right. In a time where, in a culture where it's okay to chant F Joe Biden at football games, at sporting events, right? At a time where we have politicians wearing Go Brandon Go hats, which we do, at a time where we have the governor of Florida thinking it's funny to call the Biden administration the Brandon administration, which is also derogatory and hate speak. Why would you be surprised? Why? That we have kids chanting, suck my blank, and she's the expletive for prostitute, over and over again. Why would you be surprised? And by the way, this didn't start with this latest round of haters, with this ridiculous Go Brandon crap and the F Joe Biden stuff. Oh, no. This goes way back. But it really got heated with the F Trump chants. Okay? And by the way, all of this, adults. Who's watching the adults? They're kids. So when mom and dad are chanting F Trump, it happened a lot. It happened in public. Big rock bands did it. Movie stars did it. De Niro did it live at the Tony Awards. Now it's just carried over. It's get even time. So now it's F Joe Biden. Is anybody surprised that we now have kids chanting at hockey games? Suck my blank, and she's a prostitute, expletive for that, the W word. Surprised at all. And then, are you surprised at all that in this district, where this has happened before, Armstrong, the only thing they can do to punish the kids is tell them they can't go to high school hockey games anymore. And they won't tell us if they suspended anyone. So what's the message? We don't care. What's the message? Do what you want. What's the message? It is what it is. Horrible message. Horrible messaging. I don't know where this ends up. I just don't. But it's disheartening, man. I'm a big boy, man. People criticize each other. But when you have the governor of Florida who's going to run for president, and he has dubbed live this morning the Biden administration the Brandon administration, Where are we headed with this, man? What's the end game here? Who wins? Well, no one does. Oh, man. We just dig that ditch between each other deeper. Seriously. The anger just gets more intense. So now, DeSantis will have his peeps, right, in Florida. Yeah, F Joe Biden. And DeSantis will egg them on. And so it goes. I can't understand a man who's the governor of Florida deciding that this is the way to bring people together. Deciding that this is the way to create hope and opportunity. What I find alarming, is when I have this discussion, the only comeback is, hey, Yinz did it to us. Oh, okay. Great. So let's both race to the bottom together. It makes no sense, man. It doesn't. Adults selling these t-shirts to make money from hate. A governor of Florida, pretty smart guy, actually, now suggesting that F. Joe Biden is the platform he will run on. Great. Great. Sickening. Arch.
Yes.
Arch, you have been on hold for 16 weeks. You just broke the record.
You know, I just wanted to comment on
this
entire hockey game situation. Listen. It drives me crazy that no one was standing up and stopping this.
Right.
And if that was my kid, he'd be wearing a shirt to school for the rest of the year that says, I'm a sexist bully on the front of it every day, because that's out of control. But, you know, if you can get a hold of this girl, I'd like to buy her two tickets to the next Pens game.
Cool. Hey, Arch, isn't this an overarching problem with America today now?
There.
We have taught our kids that this is okay because we're doing it. We're doing F Trump and F Joe Biden. Haven't we done that, sir?
I think that's quite a bit to do with it.
Yeah, it is. Man, thanks for your patience, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Good guy. Michael, he was on hold for almost 2 hours. God bless him. I like what he said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like what he said. I'm going to do other political stuff this hour, but I want to mention Ed Gainey. So, Ed Gainey is black, huh? Yeah. And he's appointing other African Americans in his administration, huh? And you folks are angry about it. Oh my gosh. All day long. He's appointing this idiot and that idiot, and they're all black. So, just to kind of point something out. So it's okay for white guys to appoint all white staffs for the last 100 years. Seriously. It's okay to have all white chief of staff, all white everything. All white. No one has a problem with it. But Ed Gainey comes into office, and he trusts, because they're people that work with him forever, African Americans. He's going to hire them. Good for you, Ed. just for a moment, soak it in, folks, what you're doing. Suggesting that it's okay for white guys to hire all white staffs for, what, 75, 100 years. But the city's first African-American mayor hires very qualified African-Americans to work with him, and suddenly he's a racist and an idiot, and how dare he do that? Think about the hypocrisy of that, just for a minute. Got my man Freddie the pharmacist. Freddie, what's up, man?
Hey, Marty, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, Freddie the pharmacist. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm calling to tell you that we're here to help everybody out, and I know with these mandates, and irregardless of which side you're on politically for those mandates, down here at Waltmeyer Pharmacy, we're taking walk-ins all day long. We got all three vaccines, so if somebody wants the J&J, like the city workers that are mandated, or the police or fire, or any other companies that people have to get the vaccine, they could just walk in, no appointment. We'll have them in and out in less than 20 minutes. We could do the J&J, Pfizer, or Moderna. We're doing them all day long. Any city employees, any state employees that want their 5 days off, we're more than happy to take care of them. We have a big clinic going on tomorrow up at the Ross Straver Fire Hall like we did back in March when I talked to you previously. And we're setting up a clinic for next Saturday for kids. We're setting up appointments for that for next Saturday. So we're down here trying to help everybody out as best we can.
Hey, Freddie, tell folks where you are.
We are at 1435 Spring Garden Avenue in north side of Pittsburgh. We are right across the 16th Street Bridge. You go down to the Deutschtown Firehouse and make a right, and we're right down on the right-hand side.
Excellent. Freddie, and you're saying you're going to be set up next week for the kids.
For the kids. Next Saturday, we're not going to do any adults on Saturday. We're just going to do kids. We're setting them up every 15 minutes because you have small children. You know it's going to take a little bit more time to talk to the kids and talk them through it and make it a pleasurable experience for them.
Hey, what do people need to bring, my man?
People just need to bring their kids, bring their insurance card. They need an appointment for next Saturday for the kids. They can give us a call, 412-323-1801. And tomorrow we have plenty of appointments still left available for tomorrow afternoon up the Ross Straver Fire Hall. We won't be doing them here at the store tomorrow. We'll just be doing them up at the fire hall, and you need an appointment for that so we can do some spacing with people. We got plenty of appointments. People call down. We'll make an appointment for them. Or next week, if people can't make it down, we're doing walk-ins every day. People walk in and walk out in less than 20 minutes.
Freddie the pharmacist, love you, man. Thank you.
All right, brother. You have a great day.
Anytime. He's a good dude, man. He really is. He cares. He knows. Hey, I got to get to this. By the way, in the news conference with UPMC, I love how the doctors called. Said, quit going to Dr. Google. It's very spot on. Dr. Google. Dr. Google. My man says, Marty, I'd love to see the last an all-white material staff in Pittsburgh. I bet you could go back 20 years. And there wouldn't be an all-white mayor and chief of staff. It's not true, sir. I mean, if you can't handle the truth, don't listen. But I've been an insider my entire career. It's always been all-white, sir. It's always been, let's grab a token. It's just the truth. It's a fact. Someone out there tell me the last chief of staff from a white mayor who was African-American. Anyone? Come on. In a congressional district, in a Senate district. Come on, man. The truth will set you free. And it's been cool, and we're comfortable with it. Hey, man, I live this. Our business is exactly the same. It's been all white guys doing talk radio for 50 years. The truth. Name anyone in the last 50 years, big-time talk host, who's African-American. Anyone? Look, man, it's been great for guys like me, and I've loved my life. But my problem is, Ed Gainey's going to pick the people he trusts. And if those people are black, so be it. That's what happens. It's what Trump did. Come on, man. It's what Bush did. It's what everybody does. You pick people that look like you, that act like you, that talk like you, that you can trust. And one of my boys nailed it. How can you be mad? This is what you voted for. Seriously. This is what you wanted. Ed Gainey was elected by white people. I'm just telling you. I'm cool with it, man. We've got to be supportive. This is our town. We have much invested here. That's what you voted for, man. So if you're angry because he's appointing black people, that's racist. If you're angry because he's appointing bad people, how do you know? How do you know? I don't know. It's our town. It's our future. We got to hope for the best for now. But to suggest that he's not allowed to appoint black people is ignorant. And quite frankly, it's racist. Prove me wrong. Send me the black folks, high ranking, that have worked for the last 10 mayors. High ranking, 10 mayors in his office, inner circle. Send them to me. Call him. Enlighten me, please. Look, man, it makes people uncomfortable to have a black mayor. Whether you want to hear that or not, it just does. In Pittsburgh. But white people elected him, so you know this. Doesn't make me uncomfortable. I hope he has great success. Seriously. Everybody gets a shot at the title. If it makes you uncomfortable that you have a black mayor and he's appointing black folks to work with him and for him, okay? You'll get over it, or you won't. Anthony, go ahead.
What's up, Marty, I'm glad you're defending Mr. Gainey. And I'm really appreciative because this is a ridiculous argument here.
Right.
I mean, when Sophie Maslow won her the mayorship, did anybody complain about Joe Mystic? I mean, when Bob O'Connor got Baldy Regan, did anybody complain? Wait a minute, why aren't they appointing some other folks here besides white people?
Right.
So I mean, this is a non-argument, and you know, I was more concerned about him being woke. Remember?
No, you're right.
I didn't vote for him to be quite. Right. I wrote my own name in because I'm not a fan of some of the woke people. Now I would be screaming if Summer Lear or somebody or Austin Davis, somebody from that crowd was there. Right. But Jake Wheatley, if you're going to be a mayor of Pittsburgh or any city in Pennsylvania, you got to have somebody who could speak to Harrisburg.
Right.
So Wheatley is fine, and his chief of staff. I didn't get his name. Who is it going to be?
Who? I'm sorry, buddy.
You said the chief of staff. Wheatley's going to be the deputy mayor, right?
Yeah, but he's looking at folks that he trusts, and a lot of those folks are black, and this is making everybody uncomfortable. And this is not surprising that it makes people uncomfortable.
Well, no, because Obama would have been facing the same thing.
Right.
He wanted more black folks, but he understood the perception and how folks would be acting like some of these folks. But if those folks never see this, because they never went to Mr. Gainey's state office, he had more whites working in his state office than he had blacks.
Right.
So, I mean, what's their point here?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's what they should be concerned about. Will he be a centrist and be competent?
Right.
Because right now, the last guy who left was incompetent.
I tell you what. I liked what he said right here on this show. He said, We are not defunding the police. And that was a big step because everybody was freaked out about that, right?
Yeah, well, because some of the people he was surrounding themselves with. I mean, they're the leaders of the defund the police crowd. But he when you get the office, you become a realist. When the murder rate is up high, we've got vandalism all over the place. You've got graffiti artists who all of a sudden think they're all Rembrandts now back. They've come back. You've got to crack down. You can't have, you're not going to have a business district if you have a whole bunch of homeless people laying and sitting in their doorways defecating.
This is so true. I don't care what color they are. Got to clean up downtown, right, man. Come on.
Right. I mean, so that's all we want. Get the potholes done. You got a Democrat in the White House, so that helps you in one way. But I don't know how he's going to be there with some of his policies.
Right.
But,
it's
all about policies, man.
I also think unfortunate that everybody sees color. You know, I mean, it's just the truth.
Right. Including black people. We see color, too.
Right.
We see unfairness, too. But this, listen, as you pointed out, Obama didn't win by black votes alone. If white people didn't vote for Obama, he wouldn't have won. Same thing here, people. Gandhi got a substantial amount of votes, and they couldn't have all just come from black people.
No, man.
We don't have enough. So people were comfortable with him.
Yeah. Give him a shot.
Hey, can I say something quickly on Wolf, though?
Of course.
I think he's trying to sabotage Shapiro. Why in God's name are you spending $100 million on people who, where other folks are being told, if you don't get vaccinated, you'll be fired, but this guy's giving you a perk?
For folks who haven't checked in on this.
Dollars?
So the governor gave people 5 days off, paid. They get vaccinated. It's $105 million. It's annoying. It's annoying, Anthony.
It's past annoying. Wolf was the reason why this state in the last election that Donald Trump keep talking about that it was stolen. Then how did all those Republicans win all those offices then if it was stolen? Because of Wolf,
right,
and his policies. And he's before his way out the door, he's sticking it to Shapiro with this nonsense. You don't think people aren't going to be angry about this?
Oh.
You're threatening me with my job, but these folks are getting a reward?
It's bizarre. And it's not his money, of course.
Of course. Well, Marty, they could always spend it. To them, it's monopoly money. It's not real. But to us, it's real because they're taking it out of our pay.
You're my man. Have a great weekend, brother. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, man. You be safe. And have a good time with your family, man.
Absolutely. Anthony's the man. Smartest guy that calls this show. Smarter than me. Of course, that's not hard to do. My friend Jason, good morning.
Hey, Marty, how you doing, buddy?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was listening to you, and Anthony's right. Mr. Gainey won the election. Therefore, Mr. Gainey can pick whoever he wants
right to
serve in his cabinet.
Right.
And if people don't like it and then it don't work out, there's always another election coming.
Right on.
Up.
Right.
And that's what you said about DeSantis down here. We elected you to be the governor of the state, not a jokester or a comedian. And like I said, you stoop to that level. I don't care if you like Biden or not. To be honest with you, I really don't care for him. But he's still the president of the United States. And if you wake up that miserable and that mean and that mad every day because you hate somebody so bad, the only one that's miserable is you because nobody else gives a damn.
Well, Jason, I find it makes me sad, actually, that the governor of Florida said today that the Biden administration is the Brandon administration. Everything
going
on.
Yeah, well, that's not funny. Like I said,
it's embarrassing.
A lot of people might find that funny, but I don't find it funny. You're an elected official. You were elected to serve the state of Florida, not get up there and make jokes. And like I said, you don't take the job serious. Like I said, there's another election coming up.
Right
so.
On. Thanks, brother. Take care, man.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I get the Brandon thing. It will galvanize the party, which is even sadder. Look, people did it to Trump. I get it. So let's all just race to the bottom and swim around in the sewage. Can't wait for the next campaign. Michael, you have the governor? I want you folks to hear this. It's actually kind of I don't know if humorous is the word, but the governor was on with the fellas the other day, and he said something. I was kind of nodding off, but he said something that now everyone's talking about. You have it? Listen.
I did vote. I actually did. I voted by mail.
Oh, okay. So you didn't show up in person at the polls?
I didn't show up in person at the polls. We voted a couple weeks ago, actually.
Okay. You do know that your mail-in vote has to be into York County the office by 8 p.m. tonight, right?
My wife actually dropped it off personally.
Okay.
2 weeks ago. So it's there.
Okay. You trust her to drop your ballot in the mail, right?
I trust my wife.
Okay.
Yes,
uh-oh. Kevin was yucking it up with the governor. As it turns out, that's a violation of Pennsylvania election law. Hey, man, I'm just telling you. State law prohibits anyone other than the voter from returning a mail ballot. Dun, 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 dun. Whoa, Michael. Up to 1 year in prison. Oh, yeah. And a fine of $1,000. I don't know, man. This is getting traction, as they say. It's going viral. I wonder if Kevin knew what he was up to when he was yucking it up with the governor. I wonder. There's no way. Kevin and Larry always do the right thing. But people are sucking this up. It's on a bunch of websites, and they're going to pile on the governor saying he broke the law. Good luck with that one. Barry, go ahead.
Marty, I just want to if you let me explain it, why it's not going to cost the taxpayers $105 extra million dollars.
Yeah.
This vacation day.
Yeah.
If you got 10 people in a department, each making $100
a day.
Hold
on, Kevin, come in here. Get him. Get him, please. Please. Hold on. I got to get you next week, Barry. All right. Battle's in here.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. You entrapped the governor into breaking the law.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No. See, for all
didn't
last
he,
year.
Michael, didn't he?
All last year, we talked about people, hey, hand in your own ballot. Don't trust anybody else. They could throw it away,
guilty?
Blah, 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 blah. What's that?
Do you feel guilty?
No. I mean, we were just having a conversation.
You made the governor break the law.
I didn't know that it carried a year in jail fine.
You could send the governor to the pokey.
No, but I said you let her drop it off in the mail. Dropping it off in person might be a different thing. But,
you,
yeah.
You yucked it up. With your little jokes.
It was not intentional.
He dropped his defenses and he admitted he broke the law.
You know what was funny? When he said that, I thought, isn't that against the law? Or is that just, we're just telling people not to
let people do it? Oh, now he
says
he knew.
Uh-huh. No. No. Like five things went through my head in that split second. I'm like, oh, he's the governor. He obviously had somebody.
Will you get a fund together to represent him, sir?
A GoFundMe account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To represent the governor and pay his $1,000 fine.
Bail him out.
Well, I guess I could help him out. I don't know. I feel like maybe I hurt him a little bit.
I can't wait until he comes back. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Here you have it. Kevin got the governor to break the law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.